This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 19th day of May 2020. This is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, he will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to sit in the big seat and talk to all of you, coast to coast, right here on the radio. You can reach out to me. You can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com, or you can call 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. So, let us talk a little bit about where we are as a country right now. So, the history of the United States is brimming with legendary tales of bravery, blood, heroism, and valor. Beginning with the Declaration of Independence and spanning more than 240 years, Americans have offered up and oftentimes paid the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. Remember the bystanders in Lexington bearing witness, reacting with anticipation to the echoes of the shot heard around the world. The great injustices of slavery caused brothers to slaughter brothers on battlefields in Gettysburg, Richmond, Fort Sumter. Mankind's brilliance allowed us to walk on the surface of the moon while traveling beyond the stars of our own galaxy. The great strength of women empowering and ratifying the 19th Amendment. And of course, the greatest generation storming the beaches of Normandy, rescuing the world from an apocalyptic madman. Independence has always burned in the hearts of every single American. It's in our DNA. We don't know anything but freedom. And that's why it's so disturbing how easy Americans surrendered freedoms on the assurances of government's eagerness to provide for our safety. Politicians, medical leaders, people in important positions said, jump. And all of us said, how high? COVID-19, the Wuhan flu, the coronavirus, for many people is terrifying. I get it. Older folks, immune compromised, have been relegated, in a sense, to an existence of confinement and desolation. And they nervously watch the number of coronavirus fatalities soar, right? We're up over 90,000 in this country. This is not fake. It's real, right? Closing in on 5 million infected, over 350,000 dead. The elderly and individuals with underlying health conditions are at risk. Cardiovascular diseases, respiratory diseases, diabetes, your fat, all of that can factor into how susceptible you are to COVID-19 and whether or not you actually could die from it. Now, even though stats prove healthy, uncompromised people rarely get sick. They rarely need a hospital visit, right? Still everybody, or supposedly almost everybody, is in some kind of self-quarantine or some kind of altered state of normalcy. And the theme is stay at home and stay safe, stay alive. That's what they're telling you. That's what they're making you believe. Now, if you refuse to adhere to the government's wishes and mandates, a lot of times you hit with a heavy-handed, militaristic approach, right? You got all kinds of crazy things happening. Rogue New York City police officers tasing, beating, arresting citizens for gathering on a street corner. Solo joggers arrested, drones flying out with helicopters, clearing public beaches, curfews everywhere, jailing salon owners for opening up too early, handing out a $1,000 fine to newlyweds because they were holding hands walking down a boardwalk. It's incredible. It's crazy. Right? On their honeymoon. Churches remain empty. Small-time criminals unpunished. Dangerous felons released back into society. The world's upside down. Somehow it's too dangerous to get a haircut. But thirsty people stressed out by the pandemic can go into a liquor store and get their daily influx of booze. Right? Each day, leadership searches for answers. But I'm telling you what, all too often they miss their mark. They miss their mark, creating this groundswell of confusion and mistrust. Governments, they're pushed hard now by citizens who've had enough. Protests are popping up all over the country, driven by suspicion and the apparent lack of a workable bureaucratic plan. Right? Has people, sort of unhinged. Really unhinged in some cases. There's no transparency. In fact, there's a loss of transparency. It has created this resistance movement that's been championed by out-of-work business owners and out-of-work employees. Now, most rallies are peaceful, but some of these protesters are well-equipped with a formidable undercurrent of intimidation. They're packing, right? And sometimes that makes people uneasy. So we need to heed the warnings from our healthcare experts, right? But we have to keep in mind that they're not always perfect. Doctors are driven to save lives, and the majority of the medical community has been heroic despite being placed in this impossible situation. There are still way more questions than answers surrounding the COVID scenario. We still don't have a vaccine. We have no idea when that's coming. We don't know what's going on antibody-wise. We don't know so much. We don't know about some of these medicines. You know, one doctor says one thing, somebody else says something else. Models have been worked and reworked and have consistently missed their mark. Right? I know folks are, you know, changing the goalposts, but death totals that began in the millions, we've done what they told you. Those death totals have been drastically reduced, which is great, to a fraction of what we initially thought. That's a good thing. But health officials will always side with being overly cautious. It's what they do. It's in their creed. It's in their motto. But the narrative of stay at home, social distance, and wait for a vaccine to be developed is flawed. Right? There's no vaccine. There's no vaccine for AIDS. Mutations in different viruses, for example, the flu, there's really no surefire inoculation against the flu. So what's to make us think that a development of a viable COVID-19 vaccine will come our way anytime soon? There'll be no breakthrough. We've talked about this before. Mumps took 4 years. Most viruses, if you're trying to eliminate them, it's a multiple-year process. So to look for that magic bullet, I think, that's pie in the sky. Now, again, medical experts never factored in, I don't think, the psychological devastation of isolation. And nobody could see the long-term economic destruction that was coming. Nobody. And speaking of economic destruction, we all have front row seats to the greatest economic self-inflicted disaster of all time. Think about that. We're doing this essentially to ourselves. The United States unemployment numbers hit the depression era level, 14.7%. Over 20 million people have lost their jobs, just disappearing, poof, gone. Hungry middle class families wait for hours. I mean hours for food donations. We need a workable compromise for everyone immediately. Right? Some governors have eased restrictions, some governors have done little. The ones that have done little, basically it's sort of like slightly loosening the noose of somebody before you tighten it again. Right? I mean, listen, the early restrictions were necessary. But The unquestioning compliance of the masses may lead to future abuses. Are you nervous that they're going to do this again? Again, make it even more difficult the next time things go kind of haywire? Always question the motives of our politicians. Always. Because they live and die by the November election. And they'll do whatever and say whatever they need to do to try to get elected. We're reeling. Americans are reeling. Our heads are spinning. We're desperate. We've been bombarded by the horrors of COVID-19. We've been lobotomized, essentially, by the media. There is now a framework of authoritarian control built on this guise of protecting you on public health. The people in this country cannot and will not be caged, even if it's for our own good. So, I don't know what state you live in. Again, we broadcast this, you know, this great radio network broadcasts over the entire country. Vegas, California, Oklahoma, St. Louis, here in New York. Depending upon where you live may depend upon how free you are right now, but the idea that you have to be questioned, either motive-wise as to wanting to work or questioned and held to an impossible standard because you want to go for a walk on the beach. I get it. I get it. People are dying. And this compromise, nobody knows. There's no playbook for this. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody knows what to do. So it's just a brand new territory. But I think in a, you know, general sense, this wasn't the way to go. If we were to do this all over again, we'd do it differently moving forward. That's my belief. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Now, today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Unique items for strange times. That's HatredDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. HatredDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. Perfect book at the perfect time. You're trapped at home for another couple weeks at least, maybe another 3 weeks, maybe another four. You want to read a book that makes you feel positive, a book that gives you an edge, a rush, a boost. Nancy Wolf is a conservative capitalist professor, emeritus, psychology department at UCLA, spent 30 years studying the human mind, and she believes, and she'll tell you in her book, Conscious Matrix, that we as Americans are wired to win, and the liberals and socialists and globalists will never stop us. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things pre-wired in our minds and souls, we're going to win. We're literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com are available at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. Conscious Matrix, LibertyHillPublishing.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. I am Lee Elsie, special guest joining me right now, a U.S. Navy SEAL and a best-selling author. He's got so many awards, I couldn't possibly list them all, but Bronze Star Medal and a Purple Heart. His latest book, Overcome, is out. Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Redman is joining me right now. I probably raised my hand as being one who's more pessimistic, so maybe I'll get more out of this conversation than anybody, and that'll be good enough for me.
So, I hope so.
Yeah, man. So, first of all, your website is jasonredman.com. So tell me a little bit. Let's start with the military background. Tell me a little bit about you as far as the military goes.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. I mean, I was a young kid. I came from a military family, military background, and that's all I ever wanted to do. So I joined the Navy on September 11, 1992. Pretty crazy, fortuitous day to see, you know, that anniversary come about and what happened, of course, on, you know, in 2001. But, went in the military to go into the SEAL teams and, was very young. I mean, I was 19 when I went through SEAL training and, went on for a whirlwind career pre-9/11, working in Central and South America doing counter-drug stuff. And then post-9/11, obviously, stepping into this new counterterrorism world that we lived in, pretty action-filled, did some deployment in Afghanistan, then a deployment in Iraq. And at the very end of that Iraq deployment was severely wounded. We were about a week from sending everybody home, and my team and I went after a high-level Al-Qaeda leader that myself and some teammates got on the receiving end of a very well-executed Al-Qaeda ambush. And several of us got all shot up. Myself, I was hit 8 times between the body and body armor, 2 rounds in the left elbow, and I took a round in the face. That started a whole new journey of coming to understand what it is to overcome and build an overcome mindset. It was about 4 years and 40 surgeries to put me back together. Finished my military career, though. I wasn't operational anymore, but continued to work and do some things and retired in 2001. Launched and ran a successful nonprofit, and then, you know, started writing books and getting into speaking and teaching others how to be good leaders and how to build that resilient mindset.
Incredible. That's incredible stuff. Jason Redman, again, New York Times best-selling author. The book is Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. Pretty incredible. You ever think while you were, you know, training to be a Navy SEAL, somewhere down the line you'd be, you know, getting up in front of people, giving them motivational speeches?
No, never. It was never even a consideration. And I had a really unique career. I mean, the first book that went on, The Trident, that became that New York Times bestseller, it is not what I love when people write me and say, oh, my God, that's not what I expected. Because, you know, all my teammates that have written books, I mean, huge hats off to them. There's some amazing stories out there. But I kind of went a different road. My book is about a leadership mistake I made and literally a failure in leadership. The first life ambush I ever came up against, if you will. And it was really that journey that taught me what it is to be a better leader and really who I was. And I think that's what's so amazing and has prepared me down this road. And when I wrote that, or when I went through that journey and I came back, I had aspirations that, hey, someday I want to be an admiral. Someday I want to command a SEAL team. And obviously, my life did not unfold in that manner. And that's one of the biggest things I want to tell people in this crisis. Oftentimes when we're in a crisis, when you have some kind of failure point or some kind of life ambush that comes along, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. And when I was all shot up, it was really hard. I mean, 4 years of my life going through all those surgeries and having setbacks, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But now fast forward, we're 12 years after that fact. And I'm now speaking nationally. I mean, I'm doing all these amazing things, helping to motivate and inspire people. So I tell people, you never know what's going to be on the other side. If you are willing to keep grinding forward, if you are willing to keep driving, the outcome may actually be better than the original path you were on. We just have to be willing to walk it and endure it.
Jason, hang in there 1 second. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll be right back with more from...
Right now, Home Sweet Home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Every state will be partially reopened on Wednesday as Connecticut eases coronavirus restrictions.
That news comes as Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp's decision to reopen the state's economy hasn't been as bad as she thought. Vice President Mike Pence is learning more about the upcoming manned launch to the International Space Station.
We are 1 week and 1 day away from when America will return American astronauts on American rockets from American soil to space.
At a meeting today with the National Space Council, Pence says NASA will launch the SpaceX Dragon capsule next week with astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley abroad. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 390 points to finish at 24,207. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen. Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
We're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Best-selling author and Navy SEAL is joining us, Jason Redman.
Yeah, it's funny. I've talked to a number of either Rangers or Navy SEAL folks over the years. And when I'm talking to them, it means they've done something media-driven. They've done something, they've written a book or they're in a movie. And it's funny, a lot of the guys, when they have to come out and say they're writing a book, they usually call the rest of their team and the rest of the folks that they serve with, and they always get this exasperated sigh. They say, oh, you're writing, like, what kind of a book are you writing? Like, you're writing a book about what we did, and a lot of the guys don't want that, right? So you've gone in a different direction, but I always found it interesting that you guys are so close-knit that when somebody decides to tell stories, a lot of times you guys aren't happy about that, right?
You are absolutely right. In the community, there is a, one of the best commanding officers I ever served with, probably one of the best leaders I ever worked with, used to say, if you want to know what it's like to be a SEAL, go through SEAL training.
That's it.
And that was kind of his message. And there are a lot of guys in the community that feel that way. Not everybody feels that we should be in the spotlight in any way whatsoever. And I know I probably fall on a little more of the liberal side in the idea that there's some amazing stories and there's some amazing lessons we learned. So as long as you are not talking about things that we shouldn't be talking about, and I worked very closely on both of my books, I still stay close to the community. There are a lot of people that are motivated and inspired by the things we've learned. And not only that, we want to motivate and inspire the next generation of warriors. And hearing some of these stories and learning some of these things we've been through, it is exactly that. No different for me when I was younger. I found there weren't many books back then, but I found a few books that got me going.
Jason Redman is his name. He's a retired Navy lieutenant, spent 11 years as an enlisted Navy SEAL, almost 10 years after that as a SEAL officer. He's been awarded the Bronze Star for Valor, Purple Heart, again, the defense of the Meritorious Service Medal, 5 Navy Achievement Medals, 2 Combat Action Ribbons. He's also a best-selling author, and he's got a book out now called Overcome, Crush Adversity with the Leadership Techniques of America's Toughest Warriors. One more quick thing about military, and we can get to the book itself, and you can sort of give us a breakdown what's in it. You still have physical issues, or no?
Well, I have physical limitations. I would just put it at that. I mean, I probably, it has been a long journey. It's actually one of the chapters in the book. I think it's a natural tendency that when we get injured or we have a life-threatening illness or something happens to us, we convince ourselves that I'm not the same person I used to be, so I might as well not try, or I might as well not, attempt to go down this road anymore. And a lot of people stop in their pursuit of physical performance, if you will, because of those things. And I'll be honest, I went through a little bit of that because it was very frustrating because I couldn't do some of the things I used to do. But once I got past that point, I said, okay, well, you're never going to be the same guy you once were. You may never be as strong. There are some things you just can't do with your left arm anymore. But how do you become the new version, the new 100% version of yourself? So that's what I do. So I work out 6 days a week. And it's been pretty amazing since I embraced that idea. I have beat a ton of odds. Doctors originally told me, so originally that I took 2 rounds of left elbow and severe damage. I had nerve damage. They originally had talked about amputating my arm. They saved it, thank goodness. And now I have pretty limited mobility. I can bend to about 90 degrees and I can extend to about 120. And I still have some, little bit of nerve damage in my hand, which reduces the amount of weight that I can hold. And the doctors, one of the major doctors that was working at rebuilding my elbow told me you'll probably never lift more than 35 to 50 pounds with this bad arm. And I said, okay, well, that's what you say. I'm going to see what I can do as I push this. And really, I want to caution people, understand the difference between discomfort and pain. That's something I talk about in my book also. But I figured out, I can do more, and I can do more, and I can do a little bit more. So last year, I deadlifted, 335. This year I deadlifted 365. And it's my goal to do 405. I'm going to stop at 405. I don't want to push it too far. I mean, I know it puts a strain on my damaged elbow, but I can tell it's holding. And the bottom line in all of that is you set the limitations for yourself. Other people can tell you what you can and can't do, but really only you know by pushing yourself to understand where your new limits are. And that's why I caution anybody to ever limit yourself based on what somebody else tells you you can or can't do.
Good for you, man. That's great. All right, listen, we're talking again to Jason Redman. In the world of COVID, I mean, you must have this ability, I would think, to connect with those people and sort of get them either out of that shell or out of that scared state. So just in response to this whole epidemic, what do you have to say to the folks out there who are sitting here listening to you saying, you know, they don't want to go outside, they don't want to do anything? What do you say to those folks?
I say it's a balance. And that's, you know, you got to focus on several different things. I mean, if you're one of these people that's so frightened that you're terrified to go out of the house or do anything, that's not realistic. But then there's also the other end of the spectrum. I have some friends that are convinced COVID is a made up thing. And you know, it's just this giant conspiracy. And they're totally anti-mask, anti-social distance, anti-anything related to this. You know, I mean, you got to look at the facts. I mean, the facts, there is reality on both sides. You know, in the military, we did a lot of what we call risk management or risk mitigation. So there were some very dangerous things we did, whether it was, you know, diving with explosives in the deep blackness of night under, you know, under a gigantic merchant ship. Obviously, lots of levels of complexity and danger associated with that, or jumping out of an airplane at 30,000 feet with 100 pounds of gear and oxygen. Both of those things carry levels of danger, but we understood the risks and we understand, okay, what can we control? What can we manage? And that's one of the biggest things I want to talk to people about when you're looking at risk, you know, and COVID being no different. You know, do your own research, challenge your own beliefs, figure out what is within the realm of reality, and then live your life based off that. You know, we can't, I'm not a big fan of locking everything down forever. I don't think that's reality. I don't think the economy can support it. But I also feel like, you know, we shouldn't just, you know, crowd everybody together in a gigantic stadium and, you know, let's just see what happens. You know, that's a little akin to, you know, hey, just run into this machine gun fire. Hope the best. So the bottom line, I tell people, one of the things I write about in the book is that, you know, I survived a pretty vicious enemy ambush. And in any ambush, any incident, any attack, crisis, we call that initial point where you are in that ambush, we call that the X. And in order to survive, you have to get off the X as quickly as possible. Well, the whole book is built around that principle that it doesn't matter what bad thing happens to you. If you have the mindset of getting off the X as quickly as possible, you are going to be so much further ahead than others who just dwell on that negative point. Oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed. I can't manage the stress. There's all this stuff around me I can't control. There's nothing I can do. These are all lies we tell ourselves in the middle of a crisis. When the reality is, that's not true. There's always things you can do. There's always things you can control. And you always have the ability to influence some things that are going on around you. And that's where you get this idea of getting off the X and control what you can. So that is definitely what I am telling everybody to do in this crisis. You focus on what you can. You look for, there's always some positive things despite any negativity that's going on. And you find those things, you hang on to those things, and that's how you start driving forward off that up. It's broken down into four parts. The first part is if you are in a life ambush, and I define a life ambush as any catastrophic event that happens that creates physical, mental, emotional, or even financial scars, and or a combination of all of those. You know, thankfully, most people only go about through five of those major things in their lifetime. But that's the first part of the book. If you are in a life ambush, if you're in a major crisis, how do you get out of it? And we give a step-by-step process. I designed something called the REACT methodology. If you're in a crisis, you've got to react to overcome, and it helps people do that. The next three parts of the book are broken into, well, how do you, you know, one of the biggest things you can do when it comes to crisis is to be better prepared, to be more proactive. And I teach different levels that you can do that. I teach something called the Pentagon of Peak Performance, 5 key areas that you can lead yourself. So that next part of the book is how do we lead ourselves to be better prepared for future life ambush? How do we be positive? How do we do things to take care of ourselves? How do we have balance in our lives so we're not just, you know, one dimensional that if, you know, something happened, it just knocks our entire world away. The third part of the book is how do we lead others when there's a crisis, you know, whether you're in a business, whether you're in a family, whether you're in a team, whatever it is, you're never on the X alone. You're never in a life ambush alone. Others around you are there with you. So how do we lead others? How do we motivate and inspire others? And then the last part of the book is how do we lead always? How do we do it long term despite all the stress and the problem and the adversity we all encounter? So that's how the book's laid out. And it's been getting a lot of great feedback. As a matter of fact, people that read it before this whole COVID thing happened are telling me, "Oh my God, I'm so glad I read this book before this happened."
One more time, my friend, where can they get it? Where can they pick it up?
So they can go to any of the major booksellers, so Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes and Noble. You can get it there, or you can get it on any of the electronic platforms. You can get it in Audible version. And if you would like a signed copy, or you want to learn more about me, if you want to hire me to come speak for events, I am doing a lot of virtual speaking right now. Go to jasonredmond.com, and from there you can follow the trail to, you know, everything from speaking, coaching, consulting, my online store, all that stuff.
Certainly, it's a must read. Overcome the book. Get it online, Jason. I cannot thank you enough. Stay safe, and then hopefully I can talk to you again down the road, my friend.
Yeah, Lee, I'd love that. So same to you, and hopefully I gave you some tools to get off that pessimist.
Yes, I'm on my way, my friend. I am. I promise.
I love it. I love it. Okay.
Right, have a good one. Thank you, brother. We got to run. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first three courses at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878, and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever, and as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You can always reach me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. If you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn Root will be here in just a mere matter of minutes. We're going to go all the way out to Long Island. Well, it's not out that far for me, but it might be out far for the folks out there in Las Vegas, but Frank is calling in, and Frank wants to talk about this one video that TMZ has, and it has to do with this young man, Ahmad Arbery.
You could pronounce his name better than I can. The video can be taken a lot of different ways.
Right.
You know, it could show his aggressive side, maybe the two guys was just asking him a question. This actually brings this case to a different level. Do you agree? I mean, you watched the video, right?
Do you agree
with me or no?
I did. Just so folks out there may not know, there's a TMZ video that shows him essentially sitting in a park. You want to call it a park? It looks like he's by some train tracks. That doesn't make it wrong. But apparently it's in an area where they do a lot of drugs transactions. So I thought the cop handled that pretty well, Frank, to be honest with you, from start to finish. He wasn't over the line. And I'll tell you, he's a threatening-looking guy, right? He's a big kid, right? And he's got the big jacket on. So I can see why cops back up a little bit, get a little bit nervous. I get it.
I'm a big guy. I've always been an athletic guy. I have sons that's big guys. I have a son that's pretty big, but is very soft. I don't know this guy personally.
Right.
But you're right. I do believe that they felt he was intimidating. But on that hand, that's the police. And I just think people going to mix this together like they did the Trayvon Martin thing where he's aggressive. And then I'm going to say again that these two guys were civilians. Before this go there, I know it's going to go there. What you just said, that's where this is going to go. This video just got released maybe 20, 30 minutes ago. And it's where this is going to go. This is going to go to where they're going to say, well, he's aggressive. And that does not give those two guys the right to stop him and ask him anything.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't think he was that aggressive. There was about a 15-second period within that video where I thought maybe, okay, he's sort of pushing the envelope. He went someplace where I wouldn't go if a cop had stopped me, right? So he was getting up. In a general sense, though, Frank, I thought everybody kind of handled this great until the guy got tased, right?
Right.
So,
it also shows his strength because he was tased.
I know.
And went down on his own.
Didn't even flinch. He didn't flinch when he got tased.
No.
So.
Actually, I've been tased too, you know, and I don't know how strong these tases are. They can be turned up different levels.
Yeah.
I remember when they first came out, I was in the military, they was tasing us. And I remember when they first tased me, I didn't go down. And then they said, sometimes you need more juice for different types of situations. And it's like, I was in the military. It's not like I was on drugs or anything.
Right.
Some people can take pain more than others. But my point is, I think they're going to take this to another level. Do you think they will? Do you think this is going to go anywhere? Or maybe this is just another video of showing him involved with the law? You think?
I don't know, man. I don't think there's enough in this to make a conclusion one way or the other. I think this actually makes him look good. Not good, maybe is the wrong word. I think this makes him, it doesn't make him look like a crazy out of control kid. To me, that's the way I saw it. I thought that everybody sort of handled that pretty well, again, until he got tased.
And are we even sure it's him? Because it looks like him. Because it's supposed to be a few years ago. I'm like, he's a little bit more fatter now. I mean, he was a little bit more shaped then.
Yeah.
And his mother said he was jogging because he got fat. You know, so I'm not even sure if that's him. I mean, what if we make a big deal of this?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, if that's the case, and Frank, I do got to go, but I appreciate your call because we're out of time. The one thing that I will say is that TMZ is usually pretty good. They usually very rarely are wrong in these kinds of settings. So anyway, hey, thank you, Frank, for the call. It's an interesting topic, one we can take up for sure down the road. But I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is in. He's next. You guys enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'll catch you guys on Thursday right here on the USA Radio Network.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.